crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Sunday Night, Not Your Ordinary Sunday Show with the Ruler T. I want to welcome in my guest host, or let me say co-host, Coach. How you doing tonight, Coach?
Man, what's going on, man? What the business
deal? Ah, man. So we got so much business going on. I can't name all of it right now on the air. How's everything going with you?
Hey, man, no complaints over here on this end, bro. No complaints over here, man. I'm just glad to be back, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Glad to have you on the air with me tonight. We got some special guests coming on, and you know how we do it. We're going to talk about them, of course, and then just whatever just come to our head throughout the show.
Hey, Uncle Lester told me to tell you he going to call in, too, so be ready.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking for him to co-host with me tonight, but you know, I'm glad to have you on as well. So it doesn't matter. We're gonna have a good show tonight. We got, like I said, two guests coming on. We got one from Chicago, Shower Hester. She is coming on, celebrity photographer, and then we'll also have a second two-time guest, Jace Verse. He will be on the show. He is from GA.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, but before we bring our special guest on, we're going to start the show off with a remix by DJ Allison out of Canada, so a big shout-out to her. And the title of this song is Young Jeezy featuring T.I. Fame.
Fuck these haters, I kill them all if I could. Ain't scared of none of y'all, so you know my aim good. Blowing Ben Lottie and my voice down the left. Yeah. Left ground zero on my way to cut heaven. Try to slow down to my devil in my rear view. Roger wanna scream and die, but he can't hear you. And even if he did, there's a probably be a disaster. Fuck the play about it, ain't like you got cancer. Do it for my niggas, don't nobody got a word. Fuck the love and the hate, that's a trap, nigga, curse. I get to feel like the whole world ain't on you. But what's the hold up? The whole world waiting on you.
I'm gonna
stuck on the block, they got it worse. First love and the haters, it's a trap, nigga curse. I bet you feel like the whole world ain't on you. What's the hold up? The whole world waiting on you.
Thank you for tuning into the Live by Terrence show on the College Underground Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is the Ruler T. Welcome back to Not Your Ordinary Sunday Show with me and also my other host, Coach. Are you there, Coach?
Yeah, man. I'm here in the flesh, baby.
What you doing, man? What are you doing out there?
Man, I'm riding and looking. I'm riding and looking. I'm trying to be like these young players, man. I'm riding and looking.
Oh yeah, and also when you talk to Uncle Lester, man, you need to tell him that he late on dropping that mixtape out.
Nah, he ran on time, man.
Okay.
He had to wait till 2 Chainz, a deal with 2 Chainz to be on the mixtape. So he had to wait till 2 Chainz got back in the country.
Okay. Well, that's what's up there. I'll be looking out for that.
But yeah, anyway.
Moving along in our show, I want to introduce our guest that's about to come on the air with us. She resides in Chicago, my hometown. Big ups to her. Jack of all trades. She's an up-and-coming entrepreneur, celebrity photographer. She's pretty much knee-deep all the way up to the head in the world of entertainment. We're going to welcome in Shira Hester. How you doing tonight?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I just want to say thank you for being on the show tonight.
No problem. No problem at all.
Oh, yeah.
And how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Like you said, I know before we went on the air, it's hot.
Yes, very hot. Very much so. I have yet to go get my hair straightened.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. But I'm glad to have you down in the dirty South.
Thank you.
So tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself to the Live by Terrence show audience, please.
Okay. Yeah, well, my name is Shira, and as Terrence just mentioned, I am from Chicago. Currently, I'm doing things up there in the music and entertainment industry, from photography, videography. Also do artist management. A lot of people consider me a jack of all trades because I do so much. I also do travel photography around the world, last to 18 states and 2 countries solo. So I'm pretty much doing my thing, and I'm trying to build my business and my brand by coming to the South as well.
Wow, that's very impressive. I understand that you started at the age of 7. I know when I was 7 years old,
yes.
I wasn't even thinking about, you know, doing anything pertaining to this, but just go outside and play. When the street light come on, I'm in the house.
Oh, yeah.
But tell them.
I was out there doing that too, a little adventurous kid, very adventurous kid for my parents and my family, but I've always had a camera. A lot of the family members' pictures that they do have are the pictures that I took from when I was a kid. So a lot of the old photographs and things are done by me. So I knew what it was I was going to do when I was very young.
Okay. So when you first picked up that camera at such a young age, what kind of photographs were you taking at that time?
Mostly family, and I'll take my camera to school, you know, some classmates and food. I was taking pictures of food at that age, too. So mostly just family, you know, around the house or, you know, something like that. My friends around the neighborhood or at school. So it wasn't anything pertaining to now, you know, obviously the music and the entertainment world. But, you know, it was mostly just family and close friends.
Okay. And what was your favorite food back then?
I remember that. I remember eating a lot of cereal.
So we had a lot of cereal.
My mom's rice.
A lot of cereal.
My mother's white rice. Yep.
You can't go wrong with rice. I can eat bowls and bowls full of rice.
Now let me ask you this. Down in the South, do you guys put sugar on your rice? Because up there, I put salt on mine.
We put salt on there, sugar, black pepper, hot sauce, jalapeno peppers.
Oh, God. Okay, check you guys out.
Hey, Coach, you get down like that, too?
Man, I put everything on my rice. I like meat in my rice, though.
What kind of meat?
It don't even matter.
Coach, yeah, Coach riding around and looking.
He's still riding and looking.
Yeah, but the rice thing, I put bacon in it, you know, whatever goes with it, bologna.
Hey, sounds good, whatever works.
Now, I know you have worked with the likes of J. Cole, T.I., Ace Hood. What's that experience like working with those guys, you know, doing the line of work you're currently doing right now?
It's been a very amazing experience overall, because a lot of the time I do get to network with the artists, you know, and I do get to film their interviews. And I take a lot from everybody that I meet in the industry because, you know, basically they have the same opportunity that a lot of other people have. You know, they just chase after their dreams, you know, they make sacrifices, and I get a lot of good advice. So overall it's been an amazing experience for me overall to work with certain people in the industry.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, what would you consider the perfect picture, or can you give us the perfect picture that you have taken so far?
The perfect picture so far is just any picture.
Yeah, just any picture.
I would have to say the perfect picture that I've taken, I was out in Paris of the Eiffel Tower. That was the last picture that I took on the tour bus before my battery died for the night. So, and that picture came out pretty good. The city is in the back. I have the people down on the floor are blurred out, and the image focuses basically on the Eiffel Tower. So that's been one of the images that a lot of people do not believe that I took. So I have to say that's probably the most perfect picture that I've taken so far.
Okay. Now, do you take a lot of selfie pics?
No, not really. Not really.
Oh, I thought you might have done that.
No, well, not yet. A lot of people are trying to push me towards that way, but no, I haven't. I haven't yet.
I'm not going to tell you.
While I'm here.
Okay. I'm not going to tell the story. I take a lot of selfie pics.
Really?
A lot.
Nothing wrong with
yeah.
that. Nothing wrong with that.
Coach does too, but he must have taken pictures of his feet for some reason.
Oh no.
I take pictures of everything.
Oh really?
Oh
okay.
Really?
So
I'm waiting for me and you to take a picture together too, Mr. Photographer.
Oh really? Oh okay. Nothing wrong with that. Make that happen.
I'll take you ready. You ain't ready.
Good old coach. Well, yeah. I'm always ready.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. You hear that, coach? So you can't be backing down now.
I already got my plane ticket to Chicago just a minute ago.
Oh, nice. Well, that was quick. Must be one of them apps, huh, that work real fast.
There you go.
Okay, check you out. Okay.
That's what's up, man. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will continue our interview with Shira Hester. So we'll be right back.
One more time. This is another exclusive.
Another exclusive.
Drop that record, baby.
Too good. YD, yeah. Some of these females ain't they so clever. You can have her own one, man, it's whatever. Ain't gonna never let her get me from my cheddar, yeah. Ain't gonna never let her get me from my cheddar, nope. I'ma stack it up and stack it up some more. And if she acting up, shawty, you can hit the door. I'm cooling it with my crew and my folks. Shawty ain't fooling me, cause I know how it go. Yeah, I know how the game go, but I'ma play it with you, cause it takes to the tango. Yeah, man, ain't gon' lie, you cool, but you ain't gon' stop my shine. I'ma do me, you do you, We kick it from time to time, girl, that's it. Don't get it twisted, nothing more or less. Shawty, you know me, I'm all about that shit. So if you get out of line, I'ma push you back in check, yeah. So please act accordingly, not all females, but I'm talking majority, yeah. So please don't mess this up, so please don't mess this up, cause you know you want
She say she want a lot of things. What she don't, she don't, she don't, she don't. She say she do, but I know she don't. She say she want a diamond ring. What she do, she do, she do, she do. But not the type to make her say she do. Man, I know what they want. They just hood hopping. They just wanna have fun and get what's in your pocket. Yeah, man, I know what they want. They just hood hopping. They just wanna have fun and get what's in your pocket. Too good. I'm taking off, no false starts, I'm getting to that money. Call these girls Walmart, we done been there, we done done it. Call it what you want, but I'm just being honest. Sometimes I just laugh at them, man, I swear they funny, yeah, yeah. Indeed, I need to mention, man, see them girls in public, they ain't nothing like they Instagrams, nope. No, it is doing magic, see them in real life, you'll be like, what happened, These female flexing and they know they is. Yeah, say they want relations, they know it's real. What? Getting on my nerve with all this cup season. What they like when you know you ain't the cup and tight star. I don't know who they think they fooling, man. See, I'm just trying to cool it. Yeah, they cross my path from time to time. Yeah, do she really think she a dime? She need to stop. These females need to learn their places. I'ma take them back to the basics. Ain't gon' never bring me and you to the light. What? I'ma keep that down and she say she want a lot of things. What she don't? She don't, she don't, she don't. She say she do, but I know she don't. She say she want a diamond ring. What she do? She do, she do, she do. But not the type to make her say she do. Man, I know what they want. They just hood hopping. They just wanna have fun to get what's in your pocket. Yeah, man, I know what they want. They just hood hopping. They just wanna have fun to get what's in your pocket. Yeah, yeah.
You're now rocking with the best DJ.
Now, Major Killer on the track.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to your Not Your Ordinary Sunday Show with the Ruler T, Coach, and our special guest, Shira Hester. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again for being on the show. Coach, are you there, Coach?
Yep.
So, Shira, tell us, how can someone get in the photography industry? Give us a personal view of what you had to do to get to where you are.
Okay. Well, I first started out, I did a couple of photo shoots for free just to kind of build up my website, you know, kind of give people a vision of, you know, my signature work. And from there, I just started to pass out business cards. You know, I'll attend, like, certain networking events, or I'll inquire about, you know, for media and press passes for a show through the radio stations or the venues back home. And I just went from there, just networking, and I do a lot of social networking as well, either Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I have to say it has really got me to really where I'm at besides physically going out and networking. So, you know, just networking, you know, keep your brand alive, you know, go out and attend events, you know, business cards, everything is pretty much word of mouth, you know.
Right. That's what's up. Now, yeah. As for the networking purposes, I know you are in town in Atlanta to, you know, meet with some A&R reps, venues, nightclubs. Mm-hmm. Are you going to take any downtime just to, you know, see the city, go sightseeing?
That's a good question. I'm trying to fit that into my schedule while I'm here. I actually was telling a friend of mine that came down with me that I need to schedule the day to just relax and, you know, possibly go out and just enjoy the city and, you know, just have some me time and not necessarily, you know, focus on work. So I'm hoping to get that done.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, who would you like to photograph that you haven't already?
Honestly, I would try to get Beyonce. I would love to photograph Beyonce and get some some red carpet stars from L.A., like Morris Chestnut and, you know, more of the movie stars, Halle Berry. You know, I want to try and branch off into doing, you know, the movie stars now, too. But okay. Beyonce is definitely one of the music industry that I would love to photograph.
Yeah, speaking of Beyonce, Coach is a huge fan of Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah.
I can make that call for you. You can get a photograph.
Oh, really? Please do.
Yeah, he claims.
I'll set it up.
He claims that he has her contact information.
Okay, well, that means you got Jay-Z's too then, right?
Yeah, I got it all. I got it all, okay? I got a black book full of selections.
Oh, well, hit them all. Hit them all up. Just tell them about me.
I got you for a small fee. I got you.
Okay.
A small fee?
I got you.
What are you charging, Coach?
Hey, man, I got a charge for, you know, my booking fee. I got a booking fee.
Oh, you got a booking fee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what is that, if you don't mind if I ask?
Oh, for her, it'll just be a couple of photographs of me.
Oh. Oh, for me, thanks. I feel so special.
Yeah.
I'll say, Coach.
I'll do that just for her.
Okay, I feel special.
That's what's up.
Oh yeah, that is what's up. Now, I understand that you are going to be working on a podcast that's going to be airing next year, 2014 in January, called What's the Word?
Yes, definitely.
What will you be bringing to that show?
Mostly just everything that I'm doing involving the music and entertainment. It'll be some celebrity interviews when they're in town, or it may be, you know, a radio host. I'll probably have them come in, or even me out at shows and, you know, just communicating with everyone at the shows. But for the most part, just celebrity gossip, news, you know, entertainment. I have some funny parts. Like, I have something called Ratchet of the Week, which is people can submit, you know, their Ratchet of the Week, and I choose which one I really think, you know, is the one of the week. So it's going to be a lot to it, and I really can't wait for you guys to take a look at it. We're actually going to start working on our secondary season in August, which is why we're going to just go ahead and air the first season in January of 14.
Okay, definitely going to be looking out for that. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Especially the Ratchet of the Week.
It's going to be funny. Yes, the Ratchet of the Week is probably the best part of the show, in which videos can be submitted as well. So videos, photographs, anything that you might think is ratchet, like on your Facebook page or whatnot, you submit it to the show, we air it. So it's going to be a lot of fun to the show, and I can't wait.
Well, you are definitely in the ratchet capital of the world, so you probably going to see a lot of ratchetness on your vacation.
Well, we actually saw a little ratchet last night. It was a big fight that broke out, and a girl came out looking like she was baptized in her wardrobe. She had a scarf on her head, and it was pretty crazy. Got that on film, too, but there's been a lot going on already down here.
Oh, yeah, you might have put that on World Star.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm surprised no one shouted out World Star, because that's what we thought somebody was going to shout, but nobody did it.
Okay. So you know already, capturing moments.
Yes, definitely.
Fresh off the plane.
Yes, yes, for sure. Well, out the car, because we drove down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you drove about, let me guess, about 12 hours?
Yep, to be exact, 12 hours. I did have a flight scheduled for Thursday at 11:58 p.m., but I just decided to drive because I need to move around a lot. So.
Well, that's good. I remember taking that trip on a Greyhound, 18-hour trip.
Oh, no. 12 is hard enough.
Yes.
Can do the 18. Nah.
And it wasn't always pleasant because you had people that got on there that didn't, I guess, smell like they didn't bathe in about a week. And then air conditioning goes out. Ugh.
Gotta have it.
Horror childhood moments there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell us where we can find you online.
I am on Twitter. It's at Shy Photographer, just Shiphotogr, without the E, the last ESNR. So it's just Shy Photographer without the ESN. And my website is photosbyshyra.com.
Okay, that's what's up. Of course, I have checked everything out. Coach, you definitely need to check it out, too. She's doing great work. She's going to be very successful. We're looking forward to the podcast starting January of 2014. And hopefully be able to meet up with you while you're down here in the great state of Georgia, which we broadcast out of Alabama, but we 45 minutes away from the big city.
Okay, nice. Definitely. Well, I am down here for networking purposes, so I'd be happy to, you know, meet up with you and whatnot.
Okay. And are there anybody you would like to shout out or give thanks to while you have the time right now?
Yes, actually, back at home, DJ Ferris. I've worked with DJ Ferris side by side a lot. Mike Street, which is also with Power 92, the station Power 92. Big shout out to WGCI as well. Larnell, my friend Sean. The list goes on. Kevin Shine, which is with Arrow Records down here in Georgia. He's in AR group as well. Just pretty much anybody back home. Chicago, shout out to ACL as well.
Oh, that's what's up. And WGCI is definitely give a shout out to them because I used to love listening to them when I was up there visiting for the summertime.
Mhm.
And big fan of house music.
Okay, house music, nice. Okay.
which you don't hear that down this way though, but I love it though. Need to bring it down here.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it'll get down here eventually, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shira, I want to say thank you for taking the time to be on the show tonight. And, of course, we will be networking with you and, you know, set up a time where we all can get together. And you're welcome to come back anytime you want to.
Okay, definitely. Thank you. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity today.
You are welcome, and I am very honored to be the first to interview you. So when you become the best celebrity photographer in the world, I can say I was the first to interview.
Oh, yeah, for sure, right? Thank you so much.
All right, you take care.
All right, you too. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So that was Shira Hester. We're going to be moving right along in a minute. We got another guest coming on from the Dirty South, from Georgia. He's going to be a two-time interviewee, Jace Verse. So we're looking forward to having him at the bottom of the hour. Coach, I know you've been tuned in to the events on TV, the news, whatever. You know, everything going around with Aaron Hernandez, the former star tight end for the New England Patriots. And he pretty much has a very dark past that has finally caught up with him. He's been charged with murder this past week, and also he might be charged for a double murder that took place last year. What is your thoughts about what's transpired in the last couple of weeks in his life?
He got to be the dumbest football player alive.
Yes.
I mean, you make a million.
So I want to know who him to do a foul.
I know.
whoever did that, be the job. If you can talk a millionaire into doing a drive-by, you need a job.
Yeah, that's true. But
I mean, you around here killing folks, and you're killing other people because you think they talking about the last murder, and you take. I mean, come on now, really?
But, you know, he was having issues before he even went to college, before he went to the University of Florida, that he had some gang ties. So he never really got out of that lifestyle, even though he was a star at Florida and then went on to New England to become a superstar there. So all of that life stuff or that he was living or trying to, you know, sweep under the carpet came to surface.
Yeah, so somebody should have noticed it. You know, somebody with the Patriots probably, you know, should have picked up on that.
And I definitely want to say, RIP to Odin Lloyd and his family. They actually had his funeral yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that online.
But this is the chilling part, though. Okay, they saying Hernandez potentially killed two guys last year, and that Odin was pretty much had some information pertaining to that double murder last year. So that's why they end up killing him. To cover it up. But this is when it get ratchet, though. You go home, you bust up your surveillance system, and you bust up your cell phone.
Right. And he didn't know that they had cameras at the industrial park where he took told him back.
I know. That is crazy, man. Money. Ooh. Somebody, just give me $10,000. I go suit up.
Okay.
Or something.
I mean, for real.
I don't remember what his contract was, but I would say he was probably making about maybe what $5-6 million a year.
I think 12.
Yeah, 12.
I think he just signed a signing bonus worth $12 million, I
want to
say.
Oh, man. If that was $12 million, I would quit everything.
$12 million, I couldn't even spell the word gun.
I know.
He had a spare gun, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. And, you know, innocent until you're proven guilty, but pretty much the writing's already on the wall. Just the way he was acting the last couple of weeks, driving around the city, just riding around and getting it.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, my heart and prayers go out to the victims and everybody that's involved in this case. It's just crazy, man. And
yeah. It's jacked up all the way around, man.
But, you know, he's not the only person that was dominating the headlines last weekend still to this day. Also, we had the topic about Paula Deen. She has lost numerous of endorsements because she used the N-word, 25 to 27 years ago towards some of her employees or whatever. And it's just now coming to surface. So people making a big, I guess, a big hoot about it.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't know if you saw my Facebook posting earlier during the week. I was like, what she said or whatever she had done, it might be unethical, but who's clean, though? Who hasn't said something offensive? In public or behind closed doors? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, I agree with you I knew she was gonna lose a lot of sponsors and stuff, and but you know, I feel like you feel too. You know, everybody done said something that they were proud of saying, you know, behind closed doors. It just so happened that her was brought to life.
Right.
But, you know, she's still going to be Paula. You know, I think she'll bounce back. Which, you know, I ain't sitting there saying I like what she said, but, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she lost some sponsors. Okay, you know, do that. Whatever. She ain't going to jail for it, you know. Do what they got to do is just, you know, move on. There's too much other stuff going on in the world. Beware about Paula Deen.
I know, but I would like to try some of her cooking, though.
Hey, you know, she went from Paula Deen to Paula Dunn.
Yeah, but, you know, we live in the land of second chances, so she's gonna bounce back.
Right.
Not worrying about that at all. But this is what I have a problem with, though. the double standards that goes on in this world or in America in general. The same corporations that's backing her are backing people that uses that type language or whatever in their music. So it just it's crazy, you know.
What you think about Kanye?
You think that was cool? Hey, you gotta check out the Yeezus album. It's pretty dope. He didn't sell as much as he wanted to the first week. I think he sold maybe over 320,000 copies, but you know, in this day and age now, with the record sales being so low, that's pretty good. Cause I mean, he gonna get those sales digitally anyway.
Yeah, everybody
downloads
now, man.
Yeah, everybody download well illegally.
right.
Yeah, somebody leaked his album out, and man, ain't no telling how much loss he might have gotten from that. But all albums will get leaked out.
Yeah, man. He'll make up for it when he didn't sell through ringtones and. You know, iTunes, you know,
he'll
make up for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We're going to bring in our second guest, Jace Verse. I see him on the switchboard. So stay tuned. Turn up.
Club Loud Gang.
Red Boy Exclusive.
Dangerous. Tech. Year. Shit, I tell her, bring an ass, did it twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Bring that ass, different twerk team on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring an ass, different twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Bring that ass, different twerk team on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring an ass, different twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her, bring that ass, different twerk team on my dick. Yeah, I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring her ass, different twerk team on my dick. Niggas hate it when I was broke, niggas gon' hate when I'm rich, but I ain't worried about that. I'm just focused on these chips and these fine ass chicks. That's all grip. They gon' let a nigga hit, cause they see me in the VIP. I'ma bust it wide open, make sure they do a split. It ain't never been a game. Make that ass do tricks like a fucking X game. Rollin' on the X name, wanna know my sex game. Okay, sexy, let's play. Whole lot of pleasure, whole lot of pain. Good pleasure when I fuck, she feel pain when I leave her way. Put my first CD in the deck, then I press play. She gave me sloppy choppy, what more can I say? The day turned to night, and night turned to day. I'm glad I'm not you, cause you's a motherfucking lame. All that freaky type shit, I tell her bring her red different twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red different twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red different twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red different twerk team on my dick. Yeah, if you a sexy ass chick, girl twerk that ass. Hood chick, model chick, girl, twerk that ass. Slim chick, thick chick, girl, twerk that ass. Whether you single or got a man, girl, twerk that ass. If you give dangerous to 50, I'ma work that ass. R.I.P. in the bed like I murked that ass. Hit every spot that you got, cause I learned that ass. She gets straight A's in every damn college class. A sophisticated woman with all that ass. Her last man left her, he couldn't handle that ass. I'ma smack it, flip it, be rubbing down that ass. I be a goddamn fool to let this one pass. Get shorty on my team and I gotta do this shit fast. Cause a thirsty nigga sell his soul for a piece of that ass. Her mama, auntie, sisters, cousins, and they all got ass. Sitting on the priceless pussy in her head, world class. I love her, she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red, different twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team.
club, bring a red, different twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring a red, different twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her, bring a red, different twerk team on my dick. Yeah.
Live by Terrence Show on the College Underground Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Not Your Ordinary Sunday Show with the Ruler T and Coach. We're going to introduce our next guest. It's one of the hottest hip-hop artists out of Georgia. Two-time interviewee of the Live by Terrence Show. He's turned up already. His birthday is in 2 days on Tuesday. He's been partying for over 7 days already. We're going to welcome Jace Verse to the show. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hi, what's going down, man?
Not much, man. Birthday boy, I want to wish you a happy early birthday.
Appreciate you. You turned up, doing it big.
So what you sipping on over there?
Oh, boy, I mean, we just sipping on some Moscato. It's still early, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's loud.
Okay, that's what's up. And thank you for, you know, being a part of the show again. I'm glad to have you back on, to kind of catch up with you, see what you got going on these days.
Man, I appreciate you for having me, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you want to do it, you know, we can hook that up.
Okay, no doubt. So what new projects you got working on, or that you're working on right now currently?
All right, well, it's the hottest summer ever, part two. You know what I'm saying? You know, I drop every other summer, and we burn up the summer, so we about to drop this summer. Mama is already out. We're dropping the twerk song any day now, and then we just going to ride out the summer with some videos and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, it is the summertime. I can definitely feel it outside, too. So how you keeping cool there?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying, staying in the AC, you know what I'm saying, just doing what we do, you know, trying not to let the heat get us, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, burning up their airwaves.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely got that new track in, Mama, and we're going to be playing it to our audience in a few, and also got a throwback, but one of your current singles, Most Hated, that we're going to play also in a few minutes for everyone.
Okay, that's what's up, you know, little vintage Jace Verse, that's off the last album, you know what I'm saying, it's still relevant, it's still good, it's punk that.
Now, with you coming out with a new summer album, how was the album from last summer, how was it received to the public?
I mean, it was really something different when, you know, coming from me, you know, I rarely try to address beef, you know what I'm saying? It was a beef album. It was something that I had to say to my haters. So, you know what I'm saying? I said what I had to say. We burned up the summer, you know what I'm saying? It's just a new project, new sound, new Jace Verse, you know?
Okay, that's what's up. And what you got going on for the new holiday, for the 4th of July, besides the birthday old July the 2nd?
Man, you know, we're trying to get in a performance for the 4th, you know, anybody who's going to have us, you know. But right now, we about to hit the club, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get dressed. We're going to hit the club. We're going to do it up big.
Okay. And what club you going to turn up at?
I have no idea. We in Lincolnton, Georgia. We're going to find the club. We're going to hit them all. We're going to have drinks at every club tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm turned up. If you in Lincolnton, if you hear me, you better be in the club tonight because Jace Verse gonna be in the club.
Oh yeah. Hey Coach, we're gonna have to go turn up tonight. What you think about that?
Hey, let's
turn up. Yeah, that's what's up. I want to play this older track from you called Most Hated. For the ones that haven't heard it before, can you let us know or let my audience know about this record that we're about to play?
This is the title track off of my CD, Most Hated, from last summer. Y'all stand up, you know what I'm saying? This was the hottest summer ever, part one. Here goes Most Hated by J's First in the World, Ma.
Yeah, and we'll be right back.
I came here to whoop your ass, so who the you think you talking to? I'm that real, hard to see what real can do. I ain't playing with you no more. This ain't no promo, more hated J's First, hitting hard, going solo. Damn, that is on the go. They all switch, talking like some I ain't busting no flip. Real talk, we can cook that beef, kill it through, and the hammer's on me. We can call it beef soup. Propaganda from the other side. We all riders, put your mind right, stand right there beside ya. Slavery, New Jack, rockabye baby, call it the old school. Nino, crazy, knowing from the threatening, it's like a definite. You can fly away, but you're picking in your president. Best to let sleeping dogs lie. Got hate on your tongue, I continue to shine. Here we go, my chicks with them, they dance, so I know you wanna. I stay fly, counting money, jealousy, and envy. That's why I'm most hate. Here we go. My dick with them stay dancing, so I know you wanna. Yeah, I stay fly, counting money, jealousy, and envy. That's why I'm most hate.
You can write it down, take a picture, I don't give a.
When you leave, if I'm stepping, cause I'm bound to knuckle up. Who you is now? Triple OG, get for real. The dress that cool up, and it's still a f***ing cool. I'm gonna be that, and let the world see it. Post it to the web, so it rewinds, and you can see me see it. I took it personal. When you cross that line, setting up a war, stacking up the two chip time. And I ain't hard to find, been on my Georgia grind. Guess when you broke, it's hard to get a motherfucker ride. And I still reside on that south side, G. On the right of me, Wolfpack, MOB. Here we go, my dick with them, stay dancing, so I know you wanna. So I say fly. Count money, jealousy, and me. That's why I'm most hated. Here we go, my dick with them, stay dancing, so I know you wanna. So I say fly. Count money, jealousy, envy. That's why I'm most hated.
I was hoping we was better than talking, arguing, studio beats just to keep your name relevant. Have the list like gentlemen. Guess you ain't no gentleman. See me in the street if you just wanna settle this. I'm in your hood. Five stay on front. I ain't hiding from the bitch. Dog stay on point. One blood, one in the street, one dead by 12. 1-6 BD, take a pair of me to pocket, it's a blessing to be. Straight ballin' in the game, but they won't get me. I'm a product of violence, play with and venom. I'm not obsessed with my death, I'm out to kill him, kill him. Here we go, my dick with them, stay dancing, so I know you wanna, nigga, I stay fly. Count money, jealousy, and me, that's why I'm okay. Here we go, my with them stay dancing, so I know you wanna. Nigga, I stay fly. Count money, jealousy, envy. That's why I'm most hated.
Thank you for tuning in to the Live by Terrence show on the College Underground Radio.
Yo, welcome back to Not Your Ordinary Sunday Show with the Ruler T, Coach, and our special guest, J's First. We had to throw that throwback on for everybody. Most hated.
That's what's happening.
Now, on this, the new album that's coming out, who can we are we expecting any features from anybody? And also, walk us through putting that album together for this summer.
Hey man, like if y'all follow me, you know I don't do any features on the album that comes out. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of my features on the remixes, and then I drop the remix album in the wintertime. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying, look out for the wintertime. As soon as it gets cold, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get it ice cold with the features from the hottest summer ever. But, like, as far as my process for this album, you know, I just took my time. You know, I didn't want to be known for beef or anything like that sticking in somebody's head, because there's way more to me as an artist. So, I mean, you know, a lot of this is a look into my life, you know what I'm saying, like, where I'm telling real street tales. Now, this is real about my life. You know, mama, I wrote that for my mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just it's a deeper look into Jace verse and what I'm doing.
Now, what would be considered your best track on this album?
Well, you know, like I said, I like mama because, you know, it's for and about my mama, but, you know, the twerk song, you know, the twerk song is how it's about to burn up the summer. Twerkers, get ready, get your cameras ready, get your YouTube ready. Twerk song coming soon.
Can't wait for that video then. Because we definitely in the twerk part of the country, and it's twerk season.
Okay, it's twerking season.
Yes. Now, when would that video go into production? When you, what's your timetable on shooting that video?
You know, I'm going to drop it, let it do what it do for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much I'm going to let it go for a month. And then around the 1st of August, we're going to shoot the video and drop the video about mid to the end of August. You know what I'm saying? Let it catch on a little bit.
Okay. That's what's up. So after the summertime, what other projects will you be working on or be involved in?
I mean, World Mob Entertainment, we're coming out with a film and modeling section of the business. So, you know, I'm going to be looking forward to putting out, you know, some short films, you know what I'm saying, some professional videos, getting behind the camera some, you know what I'm saying, directing, and, you know, letting the people see what I see, you know.
Okay. And are there any special thanks you want to give to anyone, or any shout-outs you want to give at this time?
Oh, nah, of course, you know, I'm shouting out live by Terrence and all my fans and friends over that way, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out my management, Soul Management, Nikita Middleton, keeping it funky enough. When you're ready to take your career to the next level, you know, holler at Soul Management. And you can always at me on Twitter. Shouts out to myself, Jace Verse, for doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. I Get It. I keep the streets hot. So, you know what I'm saying? And this one and that one. And I ain't miss one friend. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up. Have you been tuned in to the BET Awards going on tonight live on the BET Network?
Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Your boy hasn't been nominated, and I'm not getting an award, so I decided I wasn't going to watch it. I'm out here getting tore up. You know what I'm saying? It's my birthday. You know what I'm saying? When you want to give Jace Verse an award on his birthday, Jace Verse will show up in his suit and tie and play real nice. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? We in the street getting it.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Well, we definitely got to get you on the BET Awards next year. Definitely. Now, we do have this new track by you called Mama. And last month was Mother's Day and everything. Just tell us about the influences that your mom has had on you and throughout your career and life so far.
Oh, wow. Like, you know, before I used to just, when I used to go to the studio, you know, I'd get the songs and I'd just bring them back and be like, hey, Ma, listen. And she'd be like, is that you? Well, it sounds like it could be on the radio. And just one day she stopped me and she said, look, I didn't raise a failure. If rap is what you want to do, do it. Be the best at it. Go at it. But, you know, just bringing in songs and stuff, it isn't going to get it. My mother was one of those people, you know, where, you know, she, tough love would get you somewhere. You know, she knows how to motivate her child. So, you know, I really have to thank her for motivating me to get thus far. Because, you know, without that, you know, I wasn't really taking it serious.
Right. That's what's up. Well, we're definitely going to be playing this track. And Jace Verse, I want to say thank you for being on the show two times. You're welcome to come on 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more times. Anytime you want to promote anything you have going on, you know, we show much love to you and Nikita. We stay in constant contact with each other, so definitely a shout out to you two. And we're about to drop this track.
Up, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're going to have to turn up one day together, man.
Hey, it ain't nothing but a thing, you know what I'm saying? You let me know when you come into the city, you know, we treat you like an ambassador, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. Coach, you going to have to go on a road trip with me. You up for that? I guess Coach has stepped away.
hey, now, all I'm saying is if y'all ain't loud, you know what I'm saying, and can't hold your liquor, you might as well stay home, you know?
Yeah, I like to have a good time when I'm drinking on something. So we'll definitely turn up together, man. No doubt.
Okay, make that happen. For real, for real. All right. Appreciate y'all for having me, though.
No problem. And we're gonna close this interview out with a song by Jace Versus titled "Mama."
About life, yeah, that's my mama. Hold me down behind bars, Lord, only mama. Showed me love when I was young, hug, kiss me, mama. The most beautiful, that's my heart. I love my mama. How many ways can I say I love you? Can't no one take your place, cause you my mama. Cause it calls from the jealousy to find my mama. To see the fair shed tears, and I hug my mama. And that's real, though we all just swear I love you, mama. And I'm sorry for the attitudes and even drama. Sometimes as a man, pride gives me mama. But you know you raised a man, please forgive me, mama. I remember being hurt when I was younger. Pick me up, dust me off, all I see is mama. Ain't another human being I know care for me. When I couldn't walk, I know you carried me. When I couldn't talk, I heard you talk for me. And I'm still fat from the way that you were feeding me. Now that I'm grown, I know a lot of hopes you have for me. Down the drain, cause I know that I chose to see. But believe that I'm a good man as I can be. I hope this music see a million souls out the street. Just believe that I'm a good man as I can be. And I'll stay safe, and these streets won't be the death of me. Tell me about life, yeah, that's my mama. Hold me down behind bars, Lord, only mama. Showed me love when I was young, hug, kiss me, mama. The most beautiful, that's my heart. I love my mama, gave me life, yeah, that's my mama. Hold me down behind bars, Lord, only mama. Showed me love when I was young, hug, kiss me, mama. The most beautiful, that's my heart. I love my mama. Want you to know every holiday, mama. Get the chance so she can decorate. Mama, make meals for the family. Lay a spread, it's as big as the eye can see. Hey, mama told me that it don't matter. She'd be proud if I rap, be the best rapper. And I'ma do it, and ain't none of y'all stopping me. I got plenty of motivation that keeps pushing me. And I wanna see mama push the H1. A 26 TV paid by son. Live the life of a millionaire. Mama Earth should be heaven, let me take you there. Spend that day, every day should be shopping free. Cause when I couldn't, mama there, she protected me. And I know there's a way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. Tell me about life, yeah, that's my mama. Hold me down behind bars, Lord, only mama. Showed me love when I was young, hug, kiss my mama. The most beautiful, that's my heart. I love my mama, gave me life, yeah, that's my mama. Hold me down behind bars, Lord, only mama. Showed me love when I was young, hug, kiss my mama. The most beautiful, that's my heart. I love my mama.
Yo, that's what Jace Verse with Mama. Definitely a turn up on that. Shout out to him, to Nikita, his PR management team. My boy R. Kelly is on the BET Awards right now. Turn up, singing some bump and grind. Definitely got that turned up in the studio. And give a shout out to College Underground Radio for making us a syndicated show on their website. So big ups to them. Also, I want to give a shout out to Coach, Uncle Lester, The God Hey Rule, Tweeter B, Ice Mike, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and everybody that's part of the Live by Terrence Show Network. So big ups. I will be migrating over to Live 365 in the month of July. We're going to still be part of Blog Talk Radio Network. We're just going to be simulcasting our shows with each other. So definitely be tuned in on Live 365, Live by Terrence, 357 Entertainment combination. We're going to take this show to a whole new level. So definitely looking forward to that. Let me see. Any other shout-outs I want to give? Just to everybody. Everybody, if I didn't mention your name, I apologize, but I want to give thanks to everybody that have influenced me throughout my life, through all my years of doing the Blog Talk Radio show. Actually, I haven't even reached 2 years yet, and we have made so much progress. I have interviewed everybody from Warren G to, you know, independent artists, Twister, people that's on TV now that you see, Carly Red. I got a whole lot of people that's following me on Twitter that we haven't brought on the show yet, but definitely will be bringing on that is A-list people. So you definitely got to stay tuned to that. The Live by Terrence show is taking it to a whole new level. We like doing like talk radio, bringing humor into the show, also promoting great talented artists, photographers, everybody that's been on the show. So definitely big ups to you all. That's probably about it. That's probably about it for all my shout outs there. You know, we got the fourth coming up, so you pretty much please be safe, because you know you how it is when the holidays come around. You gonna drink and stuff. You're going to be responsible. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Definitely gotta try to be as safe as possible. But we're gonna close out tonight's show. I'm just going through the list, man. We got so much music. Man, it's insane all the love that people have shown us by providing this music for us to play for them. All the independent artists, you can send your music over to me, the Live by Terrence Show at gmail.com, and we will definitely get your music heard, because we have some of everybody that's tuned into the show, all the way from CEOs to A&R people to PR to other artists and even the mainstream people, the companies. And I'm just very grateful for that. I'm the Ruler T. You can follow me on Twitter at Live by Terrence. It's LiveByTerrence. You can follow Coach at Don1334. That's DonJuan334. Tweeter B, you can follow her at Tweeterbird334. That's TweeterbyRD334. And last but not least, DJ Ice Mike. You can follow him on Twitter at ICEMYKE357. Definitely follow us. And I'm telling you, we're all about business. We're all about having fun. We also about promoting and just trying to get your voices heard. Because if no one's going to do it, who will? But you have to do it yourself, though. Because like Shira was saying, to use social media. Social media is probably the best marketing tool that you can ever use in terms of promoting yourself. Get the Twitter accounts up to par, looking good. Even for the artists, MySpace is still a great marketing tool. Have a MySpace page, because a lot of people still look at those. MySpace might be going as far as, you know, just personal individual use to
interact or whatever. But MySpace is a great marketing tool for musicians or anybody that's trying to break into the entertainment industry. Now, of course, your Facebook, if you got a blog page, website, all of that, please, you got to have it up to par, because you want to have a great presentation when you present it to somebody. That way they can be like, they really look at you as being a professional and trying to do something with your career, and you serious about it. You're not just, bringing it on a tinfoil, saying, this is what I can do for you. At least dress it up a little bit, make it presentable, because if there's anything that need to be worked on, you got many people, a lot of paid professional people that will help work on that and craft it for you and to get it to where you're going. So, there's no excuse for that. And we're going to continue this show, Not Your Ordinary Sunday Show, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So definitely tune in. It's going to get bigger and better. We're going to have Coach on, Uncle Lester. We're going to be making prank calls, just calling random people. We're going to have random guests on, from mainstream down to independent. Anybody that wants to get on, once again, you can hit me up on the email, thelivebyterrenceshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on the station line, or you can leave a message at 334-219-0314. So definitely do that. And I'm going to close out tonight's show with a song by Dawoo. He's out of the D.C. area. He is a big time listener of the Live by Terrence show. He calls in on every show that we do to show support to me and Tweeter B. He even gave us a little name drop in this song. He kind of put me in the mind of Eric Sermon, EPMD, Dos Effects, that kind of music, that 90s hip hop, Redman. He definitely has that vibe. And of course, I'm a fan of that kind of hip hop, as well as some of the hip hop that's out today. So we're gonna close out tonight's show with this. You make sure you tune in tomorrow for Manic Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Tweeter B. And then also on Tuesday, you got the 357 Zone Traffic Jam that goes down at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we're gonna fast forward to Friday, which is Grown Folk Business, which I'm sure we're gonna have a lot to talk about after the 4th of July. You got to tune in to that at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And then following that, Saturday, you have the 357 Zone again, Saturday edition at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which that gets you ready for the people that's going out, just staying in, just relaxing, whatever. You can tune in. DJ Ice Mike, he's going to take you to Saturday night, get you ready, or you just, chill and listen to what he's doing and spinning. So thank you all again for making the Live by Terrence Show Network a very successful establishment, and we're going to take it up to the next level. And yes, I do want to give another shout out. I want to give a shout out to April Ross of the April Ross Show. She's doing big things in this area too. She actually is going to be interviewing a blood relative of mine, Sylvia Carter. She wrote a book called No Tears Wasted, and you definitely got to check that out. So you all have a good night, and I will be tuning in to this BET Awards show for the parts that I did miss, because I wanted to present this show to you all, and see you all next Sunday.
Do this for the underground. Real hip hop. Dawoo. It's like that. Fuck it. I'ma do this for Biggie. If Tupac back, I ain't seen him yet. Do it for DC. True principle for the leaders of the new school. I'm a walking jewel. I grip my breath. I snap my neck like Dos Effects. Talking all that jazz like the Sexasonics. I do it for the underground. I'm not the toy, some glorious. I master beats like Jaco Pastorius. He did it harmonically, sulfur for a tree. Like Shonuk with the Converse to make a kiss on first. I'm the last dragon. I got skin of Komodo. Clock all the holes without no dough. Lean back like statue. I tilt my hat. A matter of fact. Created. Taught a dictator. I'm greater than Luda.
After Master Mike, I blast death for the jam. Call me Cro-Magnon Man. I stamped the whole DMV. Fuck the MV. Love DC. My city is gritty as DC. I kinda put it on the map. Real hip hop, make your body rock. I'm a sucker for hip hop. I'm a sucker for hip hop. I can't stop. Royal Rumble, whole jungle, like the brothers. Talking all that jazz like the Sessasonic. Mad homage for hip hop. I got the thing Bob Johnson. He made BET in my city. My city is gritty as DC. Drop it on your head like Wayne said. I feed you lead. Big Tupac said that before he was dead. Speak the truth, mad proof, run your proof. I'm a sucker for hip hop. I can't stop, make your body rock. I'm a sucker for hip hop. Broke but don't broke, tired of being broke. Permitted to rob a nigga. I keep my hand on the trigger. Cock it back till the wig back. Leaving me in the streets. I'm talking to my enemies. After Michael Blast for the gym. Death for the jam, call me Cro-Magnon Man. I got the flow, the real flow. The government can't even print this shit I spit. I'm average. I'm the realest nigga on the earth. You better be the one. I'm a sucker for hip hop. I'm just a sucker for hip hop. I can't stop. I do it for the underground. How you like me now? I'm not notorious and brilliant. Broke for dope, dope. Tired of being broke. I'm ready to rob a nigga. I get no bigger. Snap my neck like Dos Effects. Real hip hop, make your body ride. I'm a sucker for hip hop, I can't stop. I'm just a sucker for hip hop. Do it for the underground, I'm next to blow. Do it for my Tweety D, she believes in me. She gave me her luck, yeah baby that's what's up. Stay live by the Terror Show. Da-woo.